pleased to be joined right now by Storm Lake St. Mary's boys basketball player Michael DeMars. Michael, I asked you about this before we came on the air here. You've been nursing a leg injury for a while now. Are you at or close to 100% at this time?
Yeah, I feel like I'm at right back where I was at.
All right, good to know. A week ago, as Coach had told me before the game in Mobile, you still weren't quite there, and it kind of showed as you were getting ready before the game, but it certainly did not show in your production that night. 34 points. How did it feel for you moving around in that game? And talk about your performance pouring in 34 on Woodbury Central.
I was just feeling it on the court because I just, all the adrenaline got to me, wasn't really feeling it, so just played my game and pulled out the W.
Yeah, you and Eric tore it up as he had 29, and could you believe that first half he had shooting the threes, going 5 for 5 from downtown?
Oh, I was just hyped for him. He was just shooting unbelievable out there.
I told him earlier that he has certainly raised the bar for himself as far as three-point shooting, so I don't know if he's going to be able to do that again, but an awesome one-time deal, that's for sure. So that fourth quarter, Woodbury Central made it a little interesting as their pressure got to some of your guys. I was a little apprehensive, I'll admit, but I still had confidence in you guys that you would hang on. What were your feelings as that fourth quarter was progressing a week ago?
I feel like we're getting a little frustrated with the pressure, and our young guys got to their heads, but we made the plays, big plays when we needed to, and we pulled it out.
Do you relish being more of a leader this year? Still an underclassman, but you and Eric are definitely the top guys on this team. Do you relish that role in guiding some of the younger players?
Yeah, I love it. Just having them look up to me is just awesome.
And Coach Landgraf says even as you were on the bench for a few games in the 2015 portion, came back for, what, one or two, but then had to miss the last two before Christmas break. He said that you are still into it and, you know, encouraging and giving some guidance even on the bench. Is that kind of the quarterback in you?
Yeah, I just love it. I can't just sit there and do nothing. I got to help out my team somehow.
Mm-hmm. So you had 34 in the game against the Woodbury Central, matched your career high as you poured in that many points in the first go-around with Alt Aurelia this season. And what's going to be the biggest challenge in facing them again here for the second time of the year, and what do they bring to the table?
They're a really tough team, and they like to be aggressive with it and get the pressure on you, but just focus on keeping our mindset on it. So just keeping ready for their pressure and staying into it.
All right, Michael, going to look forward to seeing you and the rest of the Panthers here in the second half of our doubleheader. And I'm sure kind of a cool deal to be getting to play here at Stevens Fieldhouse for this game.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awesome. Just the whole atmosphere of a college basketball court, it's going to be awesome.
Definitely. So Michael talked about quarterback. Let's talk a little football right now. Of course, you would throw the ball for the Tornadoes. Do you have a favorite NFL quarterback?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy, you're a Vikings fan?
Oh, yeah.
Are you over what happened on Sunday?
Oh, that was sick to my stomach
I
saw that.
I'm a Packers fan, but even I have feel for the guy. I mean, that's what a horrible
just sickening
thing to have happen.
After three makes and then all of that. Oh,
yeah.
Just feel bad for the guy.
Well, hey, they made great strides this year and had Seattle on the ropes. Even as a Green Bay fan, I got to admit, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with I think AP still got a few good years left, and the defense is really coming along, so they're going to be around for a while, so
hopefully.
I think so let me put you on the spot here. So after divisional weekend, the dust settles on that, who do you see playing for the conference championships? New England KC, do you think the Chiefs can keep it going?
I don't know. Tom Brady's up there. He's playing well.
So I'm going with New England. I don't care if they've been slumping. They're not going to beat Brady. Does Green Bay have any chance against Arizona?
I don't think so, but
I'm holding
out. That's because I'm a Vikings fan.
Well, I know. Well, I'm holding out hope. I think Arizona's probably the best bet to win. But
yeah, but you never know with Aaron Rodgers.
No. Seattle and Carolina is going to be the game to watch this weekend. I'm picking Seattle. Carolina 15-1, but you know they've had an awesome
even
year.
Even a Packers fan?
Yeah, well, Green Bay and Seattle for the NFC title. I'd sign up for that. That'd be great theater.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. Denver, Pittsburgh. What do you think? Can Pittsburgh go over? They're banged up right now.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think Denver's
going to the Super Bowl actually.
I don't know.
I don't think their offensive issues are, you know, kind of what they're being made out to be. Yeah, Manning might not physically be what he once was,
but
their defense
good,
is
yeah.
awesome. And, yeah, he's still got a great mind that will certainly come into play. So, national championship game last night. Were you leaning towards anyone, or did you have a horse in that race?
I was going for Clemson because I feel like just Alabama always wins.
They always,
so I was like, I want
else for
new.
A change. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, they gave it a good go, but
yeah.
I know you guys will hear tonight. Michael DeMars, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.